mobility, Kenya Power will invest up to ₱258 million in the next 3 years to drive the uptake of electric vehicles in the country. The investment includes the cost of setting up charging stations at various locations across the country and the purchase of electric vehicles and motorbikes to aid company operations. As part of the plan, the company on Monday launched an electric vehicle, EV, charging station located at Stima Plaza, which has been set up at a cost of ₱6.5 million. The charging station comprises two charges, a 50 kilowatts DC, 1 hour charging time, and a 22 kilowatts AC, 2 hour charging time, charger. It is the second EV charging station that is owned by Kenya Power after a similar one that is located at the Ruaraka Depot, which hosts the company's transport section. The future of transport is electric, and as a company, we are very excited to be leading the conversations around the e-mobility. Alongside our need to charge our electric vehicles, we intend to use our EV charging stations to collect data that will inform the next steps of our support to the growing e-mobility industry, said Kenya Power's Managing Director and CEO, Dr. Eng. Joseph Soror. Two heavy-duty electric vehicles acquired by Kenya Power at a cost of ₱18 million. In addition to the EV charging station located at Stima Plaza, Kenya Power will install 9 other charging stations by the end of July 2024 at various company offices across the country, including Donholm, Nakuru, Mombasa, Mtito and A, Kisumu, Eldoret, Roysambu, Electricity House Nairobi and Rigathi. We have set aside an annual budget of ₱20 million to set up EV charging stations at all our offices across the country. Beyond the additional charging stations that we intend to put up in the current financial year, we intend to install 10 additional facilities annually in 2025 and 2026, said Dr. Eng. Soror. Alongside the EV charging stations, Kenya Power has also launched 2 electric heavy-duty vehicles that will be deployed for routine operations. The vehicles were purchased at a cost of ₱18 million. The company intends to scale up the number of electric vehicles in its fleet through the purchase of an additional 9 electric vehicles, heavy and light duty, and 25 electric motorcycles by the end of December 2024. In 2021, Kenya Power completed the pilot of 13 electric motorcycles in its fleet in partnership with UNEP, an exercise that offered invaluable lessons on e-mobility. Before this exercise, the company piloted the use of electric-powered forklifts and pallet stackers at its warehouses for 2 years between the year 2016 and 2018. Kenya Power is now implementing the e-mobility tariff that was approved by the Energy and Petroleum Regulatory Authority during the recent electricity tariff review as part of its initiatives to drive the uptake of electric vehicles, motorcycles and bicycles. To further accelerate the uptake of e-mobility, the company has championed the annual e-mobility conference that brings together players in the industry to deliberate on a framework that will promote the growth of the sector. An electric vehicle, EV, charging station at Stima Plaza, which together with another one located in Ruaraka, will be open for free use by members of the public who own EVs, primarily to assist the company in its research and development.